On the afternoon of February 1st, 1950, the day after Truman's endorsement of the super, Strauss received a phone call from J. Edgar Hoover.
The FBI chief informed him that Fuchs had just confessed to espionage.
Although Oppenheimer had had no hand in Fuchs' transfer to Los Alamos, Strauss nevertheless held it against him that Fuchs' spying had occurred on his watch. The next day, Strauss wrote Truman that the Fuchs case only fortifies the wisdom of your decision on the super. To Strauss' way of thinking, the Fuchs case also vindicated his obsession with secrecy and his opposition to sharing nuclear technology and research isotopes with the British or anyone else. And for both Strauss and Hoover, the Fuchs revelation also demanded renewed scrutiny of Oppenheimer's left-wing past.